This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
J is for James Beard. Hello and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we'll talk about a man who, in 1954, the New York Times called the Dean of American Cookery, James Beard. James Beard was born on May 5th, 1903 in Portland, Oregon. His mother was passionate about food and ran a local boarding house, while his father worked at Portland's Customs House. As a young man, Beard tried to break into the theater world. In 1923, he joined a traveling theatrical troupe and then lived abroad for several years studying acting and voice, returning to the U.S. in 1927. Like many aspiring actors, Beard realized the need to supplement his income with other work, so he began a catering business in 1935. By 1937, James Beard had given himself over entirely to the culinary world and had opened a small shop with friends, Hors d'oeuvres, Inc. In the early 1940s, Beard penned two cookbooks, the first devoted to cocktail foods, hors d'oeuvres and canapés, and the second on outdoor cooking, Cook It Outdoors. World War II interrupted his cookbook writing career when he first worked in cryptography and then served the United Seamen Service, helping to establish sailors' canteens across Central and South America. Following the war, Beard wrote many more cookbooks, and in 1946 appeared in TV's first cooking show on NBC's Elsie Presents James Beard in I Love to Eat, Elsie being the cow mascot for Borden Dairy Company. He would go on to appear in cooking segments on TV and radio, contribute to columns and publications such as Woman's Day and Gourmet, and consult with restaurateurs. In 1955, Beard established the James Beard Cooking School at his home in Greenwich Village. He taught for the next 30 years at his schools in both Oregon and New York City, as well as other schools across the country. While the James Beard Cooking School closed after Beard's death in 1985, you can still visit his townhouse in New York, now home to the James Beard Foundation. James Beard wrote 27 cookbooks in his lifetime and helped countless others in the kitchen through his TV appearances, columns, and cooking classes. Beard believed it was important to appreciate and value American cuisine. It's no wonder he's often referred to as the father of American gastronomy. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.